Good morning, Mitch. I'm great. Thank you.
So how can there be a teaching shortage when there are so many qualified graduates out there looking for work?
It's a very complex problem, Mitch. And what we're finding is that the government could employ a lot more teachers to provide a good education for our young people. Teachers are often busy, you would have seen in the local papers, changing nappies, disciplining children. What we want teachers to do is to teach. And what the government needs to provide is more teachers in school on a permanent basis so that kids get a fair chance in learning.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a massive casualisation of the teaching profession of the last few years. What sort of led to that?
Well, what's happening is casualisation is coming into every profession, of course. But what we're finding is it's a cheaper option for governments to employ teachers from February to November. And they don't have to pick up the holiday costs, And that's probably the pattern that's evolved over the last few years, and thus teacher graduates aren't getting a fair chance to get a good career going.
Now, as I mentioned, some of the stats are pretty alarming, especially with new teachers, giving up after a few years. What kind of support does the state provide for these new teachers, and is it enough?
Well, the teachers are telling us they're not getting enough support, and that's a fact. The other thing is overseas options are much more attractive. So the government in Australia has to say, well, if we want to keep our teachers, we've got to provide the conditions that a teacher can get in Vienna, in London, in Singapore. Because when our young teachers go to these other countries, they get 13 months pay for 12 months work.
Wow.
They get bonus pay. They get professional development supplied. They get good support. And we in Australia have to take that model up if we want to keep our good teachers.
Is teaching just not as valued as much as it is in these other countries, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Teachers are high status in a country like Singapore, and in Australia we don't have that same respect for teachers. We used to have it, but we've lost it somewhere along the way, and we have to work on why that is.
What role, looking at now the more training of teachers and I guess sort of bottlenecking that happens when they go to university, how important is that, or how much of a problem is that universities encouraging education as a viable path to a career?
Yeah, well, I think everyone has a right to an education, a university education, and you'd probably agree with that. And I think that the stats between the workforce and the universities needs to be more compatible, that's for sure. But we have got a growing population. We've got a baby boom in a few years. We've got a lot of immigrants coming into this country. And we in the universities are trying to keep pace with that, whereas governments, because they're under fiscal pressure, are not taking that on board.
Obviously, there is always a big focus on schools in metropolitan areas, but what about the status of schools and teachers in rural and disadvantaged areas?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a young person, why would you go into a rural area if you can't get ahead financially and get good conditions in which to work? Some states in Australia do provide teachers with a car and good housing in rural conditions, but that's certainly not standard. And a lot of our young people feel very lonely and lost in rural settings. And we've got to work on that to encourage more of our graduates to go into rural areas, because that's where some of the growth is.
And just one final question, Tanya. How would you like education in this state to look like, or what would you think it would look like in 5 to 10 years' time?
I'd like children to be at the forefront of educational thinking. Our students, that's what it's all about. And that gets lost in policy and politics. The egos of politicians have got to be put to the side. The egos of university academics need to be put to the side, and the future of our students needs to take the front seat. That's where we need to go.
All right, Tanya, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks, Mitch. Have a great day.